You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, hour two of the show. Jeff Rieger in for Doug Karsh. Get here with you today. We take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Reluctantly, I will yield to you, Jeff, with whatever kind of proposal, proposition, whatever you want to call it, whatever this is.
Which one's better? Have we decided?
We can decide after.
All right.
What it comes out.
All right.
Of your mouth.
So, Gator, you don't know that this is coming, and I saw a couple weeks ago that I was working this fine program. I had just gotten done a day and a half golfing up at Boyne. I don't feel as confident in this proposal anymore, but that's okay. We're still going to go through it. I told Kenny, who's doing the phones today, I told him of my plan last week. So he's the only person that knows what's about to come.
All right.
I just need your ears for a second. So a couple weeks ago, I don't remember the date, I tuned into the Karsh and Anderson extravaganza, and it was crosstalk. It was right after the U.S. Open, and Rico was in here from the Mike and Rico show, and you guys were talking about golf, and I got brought into the conversation. And you at one point said, and I quote, "Jeff Rieger is terrible." Hurt my feelings. Doug then did an impression of me and said, "I'm a bad golfer too." So I've been stewing on this for a couple weeks now.
Okay, I'm wondering what the reason why that you were brought up into the conversation.
Well, Rico said that I enjoyed the golfer struggling from the course. I believe that's why.
Okay, because the U.S. Open with all the thick, punitive rough
that they have. Was that J.J. Spawn that won it on that crazy putt?
Right, and we say, do we want to watch guys play like Rieger, or do we want to see professional
That's what it was! Yeah, all the bad memories are coming back. Oh, he's smiling, people. He's smiling.
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to see professional golfers play like professional golfers. I don't need to see them struggle.
So you guys did
like
your job, because
handicap.
The point of sports radio is to say something that evokes emotion. And I was driving in my car and I was triggered. I sent you guys a tweet. I never got a response. And the tweet read something to the extent of Doug and Gator just made fun of me again about my golf game. And then I brought up what happened at the company outing. You beat me by a stroke. Doug lost me by 10 strokes. And I challenged you guys to a match. And I never heard a response. I kept checking my notifications, and I never got a response. It's like it never happened to begin with. So here's what I want to do. Here's my proposition or proposal to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have the company outing coming up on August 2nd, which is about a month from now. I know, because I saw the email, you're going to play. You always play. I don't know if Doug's going to play. His name was not on
the list.
He played last year.
It's a rare appearance.
Yes, rare appearance. He's a busy man. He's got like 15 kids. I understand. I want to challenge you. It's going to get good. To the match. I want to beat you. If I beat you, I'll tell you what I want. If you beat me, you can name the terms. You can even have the listeners name the terms. I will do anything. Anything. You can name whatever terms you want, with the exception of paying you like an exorbitant amount of money, which I can't afford. I will do anything if you beat me. But if I beat you, all I want is all I want. I want you and me side by side having a cocktail in the post-round celebration that we do. And I just want to make a little video. And it's going to be me and you. And I just simply want you to say, Jeff, I'm just as bad as you. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That's what you want?
That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. What do you want? And will you take this proposal?
I mean, I'll take the proposal.
Straight up, because, damn it. Straight up.
I can handle that. That's really not terribly concerning with me. And understand this, because I say this all the time. I say the same thing about my guitar playing. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible guitar player. I love guitars.
That's all you had to say. You never said that. You just said I was terrible.
Well, you're asking me not. I recognize I'm not a good golfer. I've never claimed to be a good golfer. I've just claimed to be better than you.
Let's go. Will you take it? I'll shake your hand right now.
Straight up, right?
So what do you want? Yeah, straight up, no stress.
I have no idea what I want at this point. I don't have to ask for much. Because, okay, we're playing golf. I ask right now that I'm not in your foursome.
I mean, that might be, yes, that might be probably the way to go.
I mean, we'll have to work out parameters of this deal.
Just straight up strokes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're going to have to play like legitimate golf and not.
So are you?
Yeah, of course. But I do. I mean, there's.
What makes you think I don't?
We'll just see.
The parameters are we get a breakfast ball because that's the rules of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And other than that, that's that. No mulligans.
Well, on that course, but they tell you to, we'll get into it.
Oh, and here's the other thing. If you hit a ball out of bounds, you're dropping three from the ball out of bounds. Correct? Is that fair? You and I both.
Yeah, it's you're laying three, or you're hitting your third. You're laying two,
yes,
hitting three.
Correct. So we're not going to do the hit the provisional. And no. Then you're
no,
hitting
because,
fourth.
No, because they want us to move it along on that course.
Exactly. Okay.
Because we're guests.
So there you go. I want my video. If I beat you, you can whatever
you
want.
Ask for anything as long as it's not monetary.
Yeah, whatever you want. Question. I mean, I'll run around naked. Nobody's going to want to see
who wins there?
I will allow the listeners to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I choose my fate. I don't give a damn. I'm very confident that I will beat you. And I've been seeing a golf instructor, and I've been going to the range every day. And you know how Michael Jordan, we're not alike. I don't know if you know this. Me and MJ, not alike in any way, shape, or form. But that's true.
I said, yeah, bald. You shave your head.
Yeah. Okay. He probably does too. But anyway, you know how Michael made up the competition in his head?
Right.
Like he went against John Stockton, even though Stockton never said anything about him.
Made stuff up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To keep himself motivated.
I have made stuff up about you for the last 2 weeks.
It's really unnecessary.
I go to the range thinking about you, Gator. Mm. I go to sleep thinking about you. I wake up thinking about you.
How's that working out for you?
Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some really nice holes up north, and I second-guessed this proposition at least 5 different times, but I'm still ready to take you. Gator's staring at me right now.
I'm not staring.
I think he's excited about this.
I mean, it's just golf, man. It's okay. I'm not terribly concerned. If I don't play well, do you have a chance of beating me if I play, like, my worst? And I have not played well on that course.
Yeah, it's a hard course.
But I know that you have not played well on that course.
No. You only beat me by a stroke last time, though.
I know, and that was one of the worst rounds I've had.
Well, you know what? I've gotten better. I'm kind of like the Red Wings, marginally.
Yeah, I'm not terribly concerned. And the pun, I mean, this is what's funny to me. Your punishment is, what is that?
Yeah, I just need you to do a video with me.
I'm just as bad as you are.
Yes. I mean, that's all I want, because if you would have said that from the get-go.
That's what you want me to say. You don't even want me to say that you're better, which is ridiculous. Because if you beat me, you should have me say that. But that's not what the bet is.
We're getting ticket text.
Which is hysterical.
We're getting ticket text.
You just want me to say I'm as bad as you are if you beat me.
That's right.
If only there was a way to determine if somebody was better than somebody else. Oh, what would it be? That's it. Head-to-head competition. And if Jeff wins that, Jeff just wants me to say that I'm as bad as he is.
That's all. That's all. You can't. The heart wants what the heart wants.
Okay, this is so fun. That is hysterical to me, because you had the chance to really go for the win and you didn't take it. But this, I shouldn't be surprised. Years ago, we played in the same event, and you and your partner at the time made the ridiculous...
That was on him, not me. No, that was on him.
I'm going to say it. You guys made a ridiculous bet against Jimmy and I, our boss, about strokes after the match had already been done.
I wasn't paying attention. And that was all him.
Jimmy and your partner made the proposal and said, hey, okay, if you give us 15 strokes, okay, how about that? And Jimmy's like... Looks at me like, are you kidding me? Did he just say that? We know what they shot. And I'm like, yeah, do it. Yeah. And then Jimmy goes, okay, for like $20 a man. And, okay, yeah, it's on. And then we grab the scorecards, look at them, and sure enough, we beat you by like 25 strokes. Because that's just how dumb that was, as dumb as this is.
This is all based on one comment that happened in a crosstalk.
No. This goes back.
This is how ridiculous this has turned into.
This goes back years when Doug ripped on my golf game, and I'm much better than Doug. He ripped on my golf game, and then I challenged him.
I think it's funny, because you're judging that you're much better than Doug. When Doug played last year, I don't know if he could have moved his arm above his shoulder.
Oh, excuses. This is how this goes. I kick his butt by 10 strokes. He can't move his shoulder.
Oh, now it's 10 strokes.
I beat Doug by 10.
Now it's 10.
No, I lost to you by one. I beat Doug by 10.
Did you?
He shot a 110. I shot 100. Yes, trust me. It's ingrained in my brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just saying you guys could have prevented this.
What am I preventing? If you beat me, I should say that I'm just as bad as you. But you blew it, because you should have said that you were better than me.
Well, obviously people will know that I beat you because I got my video. I will put it in a little bit.
I'm going to tweet it out. You're not asking me to say that.
I don't need you to say it.
Yeah, but then why are you asking me to say it?
Because I think it's more demeaning towards you for you having to admit that we're like the same.
It's hysterical, because you know what? I don't care.
So what do you want?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Somebody, by the way,
take some ticket texts.
The ticket texts right now.
You want to tweet us at Doug and Gaynor 971 of what I should ask in return from Jeff from this ridiculous golf game proposal.
There is some early ones right now. Can I just say no to one? Somebody says, if you beat me, I got to quit the ticket. That's
harsh.
No, come on,
I like working with Jeff.
This is
a proposal. It's not a proposition.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a proposal.
Gator, if you win, you should make them drink out of your boots like a shoot the boot guarantee.
Now that is something that is.
I gladly do that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Golden.
Make them as gross as you want.
And video evidence as well.
Actually, use my shoes. They stink.
I mean. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to use my shoe.
Yeah, that would wreck your shoe.
I don't want to wreck my golf shoe. I kind of like that. I like that. So
okay, I think you could do better. You could do better.
Wait, by 2 o'clock, I'll come up with something for sure. But right now, that's a leader in the clubhouse.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of good ticket texts coming in. So you agree. I'm just happy you agree.
Yeah, okay.
All right, fair enough.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us. Again, you can follow us.
Start training tonight.
You can follow us on Twitter at Doug and Gaynor 971. What's your Twitter handle?
Rieger 1984.
R-I-G-E-R. 1984.
Yes. Good year.
Tigers won the World Series. Yeah. Is that why it's 1984?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. You had something happen to you on the golf course that you thought was incredibly obnoxious.
Yes.
I want to get to that as well. And we will discuss obnoxious things that happen on the golf course, like, you know, somebody making some ridiculous bet that if he beats you, he just wants you to say that you're just as bad as he is. Works for me. 97-1, the ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.